We didn't start the fire. That's what a representative of the Van Helmans family said when their entire state went ablaze yesterday afternoon. Alleged multi-offense arsonist and oil tycoon Archie Van Helmans could not be located for comment and is being pursued by police for violating his ongoing house arrest. If you have any information about Mr. Van Helmans and his whereabouts, please notify local authorities immediately.
That is what is playing on the radio as Eddie, Dominic, David, and Archie Van Helmans zoom along the interstate on their way to London, Ohio, to settle a years-old score with the devil himself. A day earlier, after a blowout between the kids and their Uncle Dante, an explosion set the state on fire and they had narrowly escaped with their lives. What are you all doing as you make your way to London, Ohio? You guys got safely to the garage off the oil field and to your RV, where Archie magically, for the sake of the time.
I was going to say, good thing we also got Archie and Aunt Gigi out of the house.
No, Aunt Gigi was chronically on a case or something. Archie was the one that's always on house arrest, so he had to get caught.
Fair enough. On a case is what we call it when Gigi goes to the casino.
On the case, you know. I think Dominic's driving. And I think after listening to that announcement on the radio, just turns it down. And it's been a very long, awkward, silent drive from him. He hasn't said a word since we got out of the house.
Archie is massaging his ankle where the monitor used to be, but it's now inside a blazing fire of an estate. And for the moment, he's free! You'll never catch me alive!
Hey, Grandpa, that's just a quick question. Just to be sure, you didn't set that fire just so it looks like you got burned up in house arrest so you could go on a longer vacation?
Listen here, Squirt. I didn't start the fire, but I sure as shit made the most of it.
I want to be just like you when I grow up, Grandpa.
I want to learn to start fires just like Granddad.
No, you don't.
But it's so helpful.
You'd be surprised how many problems can be solved with the liberal use of kerosene.
We don't have a house anymore.
Yeah, and I don't have an ankle monitor. And we still have the van.
I love how optimistic Archie is that his entire like rich man like empire just burned down.
I said it's fine. We still have the summer home. And the winter home. And the other winter home.
And the yacht.
Yeah, the yacht, of course.
Bro, we also have insurance for this because, again, gestures to Grandpa. We kind of figured.
Well, here's the thing. I would like Eddie to roll plus sharp to think about that situation for a minute.
I was going to say, wouldn't that preclude us from having insurance? Well, especially against fire, having a known arsonist in our family.
It's expensive
in our house.
Fire insurance, but like, bro, it's worth it.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Are we running a grift that we keep taking out a mortgage on this house that we don't need so that it's illegal for us to not have insurance?
Yeah, because a mortgage is tax exempt, is like tax deductible. So that's how I fund a lot of my, like, influencer vans.
Just wait till I tell you about the life insurance gig I got going. Anyway!
I like the idea that Eddie is one of those, like, quote, self-made millionaires who got a $500,000 loan from his rich grandpa to start all these bad businesses until he eventually found one.
Here's the thing. If we're gonna do fucking ludicrous things with money, then I figure this is Archie's scheme. Every time we're about to go to a town, en route there, Archie buys life insurance for every single person in the town.
I see, I told you about this, you forgot.
Oh my god.
It's complicated sometimes. Some people are off the grid, you can't really find their identity information.
And somehow all these people made Archie the beneficiary.
He's got a sweet face, man. You can't say no to that sweet face. Alright, so I have this thought, guys. What if I give him back the rock and say I'm real sorry and see if that works?
Yeah, and then he has to forgive you.
Yeah, it's like kid show logic.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Archie is sitting with his container with a biohazard sign. And he's just pulling, like, this fabric-y-looking substance out of it and sewing into his shirt.
Oh.
Terrifying.
So tell us about this new hobby of yours with the bucket and the sewing and the...
Oh, this is asbestos. I'm sewing it into my clothes because we're fighting the fucking devil. And I don't want to catch on fire. Anyway, anybody else want some of this shit?
Yeah, I have it.
Alright.
No, mm-mm.
Hey. Is this the kind of asbestos that you hear about in the lawsuit commercials? Or is there like a type 2 asbestos?
See, type 1 asbestos is what you're born with. Type 2 asbestos is what you get as a result of a bad metabolism.
God damn it.
I'm diabetic, I can make that joke.
Yeah, no, you see like chemical burns on Archie's hand as he's sewing. It's just trucking along. He doesn't feel it.
I feel like we need to get your nerves checked out, man.
I think we're entitled to substantial financial compensation now.
What do I care? What's going to happen? I'm going to get cancer? I'm like 90. Who gives a shit?
Now, Archie's other con is he owned the asbestos companies, and then he bought out the law firm that was suing the asbestos companies.
It's fine.
Can we just own the world? Like, is that a... Can we just skip to the logical conclusion of what we're doing here?
Oh god, are we the Illuminati?
No, you guys are the Templars, and you're trying to fight the Illuminati. Because basically it's rich monster hunters fighting against a bunch of monsters that are rich. And all the 1%ers are secretly trying to kill each other. You guys might remember, you killed Jeff Bezos and took all his money.
No, we killed Beth Jezos and took all his money.
Same difference.
We haven't killed any lizard people yet, which I feel like might be relevant somehow to this.
All right, I'm now writing in my notes, lizard people question mark. Thank you for taking care of my session prep for me.
So, Dom, you've been sitting there focused.
Yeah, I'm driving. I don't do this very often.
Do you need a break?
No, I am fine, Eddie. Thank you.
Do you need a hug? We've had quite a week.
You know what, sure.
I am going to hug my brother while he is driving. It's fine.
It's like where you like are looking over at something while you're driving, but you like accidentally move the wheel while you're looking over and just like, oh shit.
I mean, you can just do like a half hug around the shoulders.
Nope.
Full hug.
That's not how we do things here in the Van Helmans family.
There are only full hugs.
We're 1%ers. We have no regard for the safety of other people around us.
Right.
A fine only works if you're poor. If you're rich, a fine just means it costs more to do something.
Eddie's entire life philosophy, everybody. Like that one time where the sheriff was like, oh, I'm gonna, like, you're not authorized to be here. And he's like, what are you gonna do? Write me a ticket? I'm rich.
It's like, oh no, not money.
Make unbroken eye contact and litter as he's writing you the ticket.
Archie's just like, yeah, sure. How's the chief of police doing? I had lunch with him on Thursday because I'm a donor to the police department. Anyway, what is Dom's reaction to the heartfelt hug?
He takes it, and there's like a hint of a smile on his face, but. There's definitely something else that's kind of occupying his thoughts at the moment.
You gotta talk this stuff out, bro. If you leave it inside, it's like planting a seed and it turns into a bush full of fuckery. You gotta talk your feelings out, bro.
We just need to get this done. Whatever happens next, we can take it from there, but we just need to get this taken care of. I shouldn't have kicked out Dante.
I appreciated it. Oh yeah, hey, Grandpa, we kicked out Dante because he was being kind of a dick.
He was being a dick.
Well, it comes by it honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
While you two are talking, Archie has walked over with one of those fabric measuring rulers that, like, rolls up. He's just, like, getting Eddie's measurements.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Grandpa. Are you making me a sweater?
Do you want a sweater? I was just gonna do, like, a shirt. It's Ohio.
Shirt works too, man. Like,
whatever boats your float, kid, I'm gonna make you what you want.
I just appreciate the gesture, Grandpa. I can really feel the love. The love is stored in the asbestos shirt.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna get back to work.
You can't spell mesothelioma without some of the letters in love.
Archie begins to respond, but starts coughing.
There it is. Stop. Eddie's got it too now.
So, are we there yet?
Don't even start.
Yeah, are we there yet?
So, Dom, you are actively aware of the fact. You feel like this itching sensation over most of your body because we're approaching the full moon and your werewolf curse becomes stronger the closer it gets to the full moon, so you feel like your hair trying to grow while you're driving.
He starts kind of like tapping his feet while he's driving, which is kind of, you know, a problem.
Pumping the accelerator.
Well,
I'm sure you have cruise control on.
I can't so under these conditions drive better. Shit.
Where are we at in this trip right now?
Let me pull up a map of the United States and see how many states are between Ohio and Utah.
The answer is several.
So many.
The answer is, in fact, only two, actually.
That is that's so not incorrect.
At least
the answer
two.
Is Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois. At least, that I know of.
You might clip, like, the corner of a state for a minute or something.
It is a 26-hour drive without breaks from Utah to Ohio state lines.
I'm sorry,
so
what?
It's a 26-hour without breaks.
Okay, God, I thought you said 86 for some reason. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about Indiana. Sorry to all our listeners in Indiana.
Yeah, the only state that's empirically more boring than Ohio. Oh, I'm sorry. Third place, because Wyoming.
Look, you can get there a lot faster if you ignore speed limits.
I'm going to go ahead and say, you drove for a decent number of hours yesterday, and we're approaching, like, evening now. It's probably approaching dinner time. You're probably about two-thirds of the way to Ohio.
Oh, nice. We're in Iowa.
Sure. Okay. You're in Iowa. You're actually just entering Omaha right now.
Dude, I think there's, like, a world's largest pickle around here or something.
Yeah, actually, I know exactly where that is.
Wait, that is actually there? I was just making shit up.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh my god, I want to go see the world's largest pickle on our fantastic magical journey.
I'm lying. I lied to you.
Can we go eat it?
Yeah, you guys are due for dinner. You've been driving all day. You may or may not have skipped lunch.
Okay, I need a break.
Pickle, pickle, pickle.
There's no pickle, I lied to you, Eddie.
Dom, why would you do this to me? We're brothers.
Interesting.
Because that was so good, Dom gets +1 moving forward for the rest of the session for all roles to manipulate Eddie.
I would never manipulate Eddie. Except when I tell him about giant pickles that may or may not exist.
All right, so as you're approaching Omaha, you see a little rinky-dink diner on the side of the road. You're on the outskirts, like you're not even entered the burbs part of Omaha yet. Do you want to stop at that diner, or do you want to keep going?
Yeah, I suppose. We'll stop here.
Hey, look, bro, if nothing else, they probably have a bathroom that's only a little bit haunted.
And you guys are in an RV, you have a bathroom.
But where's your sense of adventure, man?
Yeah, our bathroom's not haunted. There's magical protection in the RV.
Our bathroom explicitly cannot be haunted.
Where is y'all's sense of adventure? I am never gonna find a toilet ghost if I keep using the RV bathroom. It'll get so many views. We will get so much ad revenue.
Hey folks, we just want to take a break from the action to let you know how you can support the show. As a part of Bard Rock Network, you can support us through a number of affiliate programs where a portion of your order goes to support the network. Everyone loves dice, right? FanRoll Dice make dice of all shapes and sizes, as well as accessories like trays, bags, and towers. Or maybe you want to take better campaign notes. Just check out Minva RPG and look at their assortment of campaign journals and tools. Finally, you can level up your game night with tea or coffee from Many Worlds Tavern. In addition to delicious tea and coffee, they have stickers, tokens for your favorite trading card games, and playmats. Qualifying orders even come with free dice. All those affiliate links can be found in the show notes, and you just need to use code BARDROCKCAFE at checkout to save on your order. That's BARDROCKCAFE, all capitals, no spaces. Welcome to College of Whispers, the actual play book club. I'm Marty.
I'm Vicky.
College of Whispers is our new monthly show where we discuss TTRPG actual play podcasts and streams and present them to you in a spoiler-light format to recommend you new shows. There's an ocean's worth of options out there, and we want to present all sorts to our listeners.
We cover everything from big productions like Dimension 20 to the small up-and-coming shows you may not know of. We also offer insight into the world of actual play and try to find out what works and what doesn't.
With a myriad of shows, special guest appearances, and extra entertaining segments, we hope you'll consider our show for your actual play recommendations.
Find College of Whispers wherever you get your podcasts. May your backlog grow ever shorter. Are we sure about that tagline?
I don't know. We're already stopping. It's fine. Do what you want. I don't care.
Yes!
You pull up to this little diner, and you see the sign says, Lechuga del Diablo.
That's not ominous at all.
That's probably safe.
Well... whatever. Fuck it.
Maybe they have, like, really hot sauce or something. Like, there's so many hot sauce stands that are like El Diablo hot sauce.
Yeah.
Roll plus sharp, I'll give you plus one moving forward because Eddie would be an expert on this subject.
That's true, I would.
Eddie doesn't remember a whole lot, but he did take, like, 7th grade Spanish, and because of the kind of thing Eddie would look up, he would realize that Lechuga del Diablo is Spanish for the devil's lettuce. And he gets the impression this place might be a combination diner head shop.
A combination diner and what?
Head shop, like where you buy pop.
Bro, we really gotta stop here. They got everything.
This is crazy. I'm pretty sure weed is still illegal in Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's amazing they got a business.
Is that why it's in Spanish?
Probably. The cops here don't speak Spanish, so it's fine.
Fucking hell.
Listen, we're finally in my neck of the woods. Look, I can make fun of stuff.
The feds don't know if it's in Spanish.
Only Only Ice would know if it's in Spanish.
These jokes went south, so... Wait, no.
No, actually, we're going north.
It's fine. Actually, east. It's fine. The ones in my head are worse. Don't worry about it.
I'm deeply offended. This is America. They should put the English name on the... I don't know what this store is.
Archie, I want you to roll to investigate a mystery looking at the sign.
Oh, God. Okay.
I want to help.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and roll plus cool to help.
I literally just want to say... Actually, I'm not sure if this is going to help or hinder. I just want to say... It means food, Granddad. I guess I don't actually need to roll.
Alright, well, success, Archie sees in a little parenthetical underneath the big text on the sign, the devil's lettuce. They did put the English up there for motherfuckers like him. Anyway, I'm also going to give you the appropriate hold, too, for any... you just have that to hold to ask questions that become relevant to the mystery. But right now, there is no signs of a monster here besides the fact that the word devil is technically on the sign.
It's probably fine.
If you want to, like, retroactively make it read a bad situation instead of investigate a mystery that does have more relevant questions.
Okay, sure. You have a... three. You get three hold. There we go. I'm reading badly tonight. So, you have these questions, which you can either ask now or later. What's the best way in? The entrance. I'll give you that one for free. What's the best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims? You don't have to ask those now unless you suspect there's some shit going on. You can just save them before it becomes relevant.
It is always relevant to ask what's most vulnerable to me. Especially when Archie's the one asking the question.
Alright, so I get three just in the chamber, right? Whenever I feel like, hey, I'm gonna ask a question.
You've read the situation. And while you're on the premises of this diner, if a bad situation occurs, I will let you have the hold for these questions. Welcome to the Devil's Lettuce. My name is Dolores. I'll be serving you today. Please grab a seat at this booth here.
Thank you, Dolores. You're a delight.
I appreciate that, Mr. Van Helmans. That's really... Not everyone tells me that. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, you know my name. Are you a fan?
I am a fan. I follow you on the Instagram.
You know what, Dolores? You know what? I appreciate followers like you, because that's what makes it worth it.
Nobody named Dolores is on Instagram. This is a trap, very clearly.
All right. If you want, you can roll to read a bad situation, or if you want, you can... if Archie will let you use his hold.
Three.
You're gonna have to roll. Mark the experience, I guess. I was gonna let you just spend Archie's hold.
Oh.
But yeah, you can have the experience, and I'll do the bad thing, but I will give you one of the questions.
Okay.
The questions are, what's the best way in? Again, the entrance. That one, don't even bother. What's the best way out? If you want to go with him, there's probably other exits. What are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims?
What's the best way to protect the victims? Because I assume the victims are us.
Yeah. Well, as you look around the restaurant, and you look at Dolores, you do see a devil's pentagram tattooed on her neck. You recognize this contextually as the sign that this person may be in service to a demon. That is commonly a mark that demons' thralls have. Whether she entered willingly or not, you're not sure. But right now, you don't see any signs of her actually imposing danger on you all. But you get the impression that being wary of the staff is the best way to protect the victims here. I'm also going to go ahead and say that because the hour you're rolling in just before dinner, there's like maybe minimum capacity, maybe like two people over at the what's the diner equivalent to the bar?
The bar.
There's the counter. The counter. There are two people sitting at the counter and two more people sit at a booth in the back. Otherwise, it's just three servers and the person behind the counter.
Okay.
I'm all right with letting Archie roll for read a bad situation for me.
Well, Archie already rolled. Archie, would you like to let Eddie spend one of your read a bad situations?
Absolutely!
Cool. Danger I haven't noticed yet.
Eddie looks back and sees there's some people in the parking lot that seem to be tampering with the van.
You'll have to excuse me for a moment, Miss Dolores. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get you some merch that I got stored in the van. Hey, Archie, you see those folks out there? You want to help you out?
I would love to.
Hey, Dom, can you order me something that sounds good?
I want some huevos rancheros. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I guess I'll stay and order food.
Yeah, someone's got to keep an eye on David. Yeah,
it's true. I don't...
Dom, D&D again.
Yeah, I don't trust either of the other two to watch him, so he's kind
of... Yeah, no, he's got... This place definitely has those little menus that you can color in and, like, a little box of crayons for him.
He's struggling to get up into one of the high bar stools.
The crayons are already broken somehow and dull, even though they're in the plastic wrapper.
Like, oh. So that was Eddie Van Helmen. That must make you his brother, Dom. Is that right?
Yep.
So what brings you to Omaha, Mr. Van Helmens?
I think you have a decent idea, if you know who we are.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess the charade is up. My employer does wish you all the best. He wanted to make sure you had something nice to eat on your way to London.
How fucking generous.
I mean, it was the least you can do after the housewarming gift he sent you. Mm.
This place gonna blow up too, or what?
Oh, no. We're valued servants of Lucifer himself. We don't need to worry about that. This is just one of the ways he makes money is just like random passers by in this diner. You know, serves to the devil. You know, like we have his infernal blessing. It helps us keep the place running. Yeah, but no, he wishes you well in your trip to London, so you don't need to worry at all.
Hmm. Well. Anyway, three orders of huevos rancheros.
Fantastic. And would you like that with or without our devil's hot sauce? Hottest sauce in Nebraska.
It's just Tabasco. That's literally...
I like how the devil himself couldn't give you hotter hot sauce.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the hot sauce market these days? Lucy ain't got shit.
That's fair. All right, so Archie and Eddie, when you go out there, you see like a pair of guys who are just kind of like going over the van, and they seem to very specifically know what they're looking for. They seem to be modifying the runes on the outside of the van that are hidden in the paint job in a way that would disrupt the protective magic. You do recognize them. Again, what you know about these people, these are mortals in service to the devil, which means they are not bound by the magical protection spell rules. Probably how the house got blown up.
I'm packing heat, so I'm just going to take out my little 9mm, just...
And this is completely normal, because we are in Omaha.
What can we do to help you there?
What you doing to the van?
A smoothie?
You're doing a smoothie to the van?
You're a smoothie.
Do you need some privacy?
Yes, privacy would be much appreciated, actually.
Listen, you're doing a smoothie. We're about to do a violence if you keep touching our shit.
Listen, man, we don't want any trouble. We were just paid to do a job. We don't want any physical altercation with you. We were just told, oh, hey, mess with this guy's paint job.
Well, unless you want us to mess with your paint job on your face. Skedaddle.
We're gonna have to work on the one-liners, kid. That's alright. You heard the kid! We gotta fuck your shit up!
Oh, alright, you got me. Alright, just enjoy your dinner. And they just kind of walk off because they don't want to get shot in the face.
So, like, yeah, that one-liner was weak sauce, man. You gotta give me some tips. I feel like I'm floundering.
Dolores leans out the door and is like, oh, you wanted the weak sauce? We got that too.
Oh, God. Nah, just fuck me up, Dolores. We'll be good.
Just
Oh, that costs extra, hon.
That's fine. We got the money.
All right. Dolores reaches out a hand to lead you by the hand to the back of the diner.
Hey, yo.
What?
You gotta make a chosen one anyway, Eddie.
I'm glad Jenny got it, thank you.
Yeah, Paul was being literal with you, Steph, when you said, just fuck me up, Dolores.
Oh!
Alright, so while everyone else eats their dinner, you hear raucous noises from the back. God.
Okay.
I'm starting to see how this was a ploy to the devil to mess with us.
I'm in hell. Hell is Omaha, Nebraska.
I mean, Grandpa seems to be enjoying this a whole lot.
Good for him.
I'm not as good as I once was.
Don't worry about it. The music helps him get in the mood. Oh. Hey, yeah, so how are those new sound-canceling headbuds working out for you, bro? How's that color in both?
It's done. Hey, is Archie gonna eat those?
How's it look?
You guys only ordered 3.
I figured they were gonna take your order.
You know what, buddy? You know what? It's okay.
Oh, Dolores is preoccupied. My name is Jim. What can I get you, Jim. Little kid?
Can I get a cheeseburger, with some of that devil's lettuce?
Yes, of course.
Starting early, bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll get you a cheeseburger with some devil's lettuce.
We cannot.
Please, somebody do not allow the child to get high. Please don't. Please stop.
I will not.
No, Jim brings you a hamburger and slides a blunt over to Eddie. He thinks you're ordering for Eddie.
Dude, this is my new favorite restaurant, man. Maybe the devil's cool. We don't know. He murdered our parents. The restaurant's cool.
Where are we going anyway? You guys haven't told me.
Oh, we're going to the fire festival.
Is that what we're calling
it? Is Granddad allowed there?
Yeah, he's the keynote speaker.
Oh, okay.
He literally received an invitation in the mail. After about 15, 20 minutes, the noise stops and Archie can return to the scene.
Damn, for 90 minutes? 15, 20 minutes?
There's a lot of Van Helmans for a reason.
No, you have to understand how long it took the Viagra to kick in.
Yeah.
There was a delay.
I wouldn't know.
Your digestion slows down as you get older. What do I have to roll to incapacitate Dolores?
How are you trying to incapacitate her? Let me put it that way.
I want her passed out and not waking up easily.
Are we like chloroform kind of knocking out? Or are you choking her?
No. We're doing the I'm still spry. I'm good as I once was.
Oh, okay. Roll to act under pressure. That's appropriate here.
I am so happy I get to use this right now.
I read about this.
Takes practice to make a chosen one. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and roll.
For the listeners, this is a move that Archie has. I've read about this sort of thing. Roll plus sharp instead of plus cool when you act under pressure.
So, that's a 4.
I can't help, I'm
so
sorry.
Archie forgot his Viagra, and the noises were just the two of them trying really hard to make it work anyway. I will go ahead and say you did, like, she did pass out exhausted, but not in the way you intended. I'm also going to say with a 4, you popped your replacement hip out of place.
Okay, so the idea here, since she is passed out, I got experience too. Cool. I would like to look around for anything that would help us as far as, like, I'd like to investigate back there while she's passed out.
All right, sure. Roll to investigate a mystery. All right, mixed success. That's an 8. What Archie sees is a collection of symbols and runology he associates with devil worship. You do see, you have seen that she doesn't have security on her cell phone, so you could browse her cell phone and see if she has any useful, like, text messages or shit, because I don't know if Archie would know how to do that.
Nobody take the phone.
Yep, and I will say you also see an altar to the devil, carefully concealed behind the meat cooler.
So this is your standard, like, kitchen.
Yeah, like, you just kind of see, like, the meat cooler. If you look in the back, there's, like, a curtain. Like, why would there be a curtain in the back of a meat cooler?
Okay.
So, investigating her text messages and that, you can see that these are pretty low-level devil peons. They literally just, like, sold their souls in exchange for their struggling business to be successful. And they got a text from a guy that just labeled L in her phone. It says to expect the Van Helmans family and to treat them well. You do see L's phone number, if that's helpful.
Yeah, I'm going to mark that shit down. Like I said, we're taking the phone. Like, I have this phone.
It's like an old Nokia phone, like a flip top. Because she's one of those old folks that definitely doesn't bother replacing her phone unless it stops working. And so she just got one of them never stop working.
There's actually not numbers on the buttons anymore. You just have to remember.
And so that is what Archie has. Do you want to do anything with any of this information?
For starters, I am going to hobble. Because my hip is out now.
I'll say over the next, like, 12 hours, you can probably pop it back into place. But for now, if there's stuff happened, you're going to have a minus one moving forward.
Sure. I mean, the idea is to get in the infirmary and fix that on the rest of the trip. But for right now, I'm done back there. I guess I got what I needed from the phone. I copied down the phone number. But since they were ordered not to mess with us any, I'm not going to really mess with them any. I just sort of...
So I have a very important follow-up question. Did you actually pay Dolores her negotiated rate after you knocked her out?
I would say yeah.
Yeah, she's going to wake up missing her phone, but with a wad of Benjamins.
No. I'm not taking the phone. I just copied down the number.
Van Helmans, notoriously pro-sex worker.
I got what I needed. She didn't, but, you know, I tried.
After 90 minutes, she didn't?
Not, it was 20 minutes.
You know what?
Where'd you get 90 minutes from?
Because I said he's 90 years old.
Look, I kind of...
I imagine.
Okay.
I kind of tune out any sex talk, so...
And then his brain auto-completes it, so it's just...
See, my problem was I was too present for all of that, and I hated every minute.
Yeah, it looks like the only thing that the devil told them to do is if you made a pit stop at one of the Palatians to try and remove the runes on the van. But he wants you to get to London.
I don't know how much further we have, but I would like to try to repair the runes.
We're still three states away.
Like, you're two-thirds of the way there, yeah. I'll say you, like, can repair the runes because you guys caught them pretty much right away. Like, they had started kind of etching them out. It's nothing a little touch-up paint kit can't fix. So yeah, you do that like and over the course of like an hour, then you get back on the road. You get a full night's sleep somewhere between Omaha and London because I'm not a monster.
I would like to, using my massive amount of like influencer influence, I am leaving a really good review of this place.
Jeez.
All right, you give them a 5-star review on your very well followed Yelp.
You've been live blogging the whole time.
I would like you to roll plus. Is sharp or cool your good stat? Actually, you're just gonna roll to manipulate someone. That's right. We'll roll plus charm to see how well your review influences people to go to the devil's lettuce.
Alright, cool. Holy God.
14.
God damn.
Yeah, no. This place over the next couple of months is going to get so much business.
Hey, man, it was really good, Huevos Rancheros. The service was amazing, and like, let's face it. They got that little extra something for you.
A couple extra somethings, actually.
I... Oh my god. And I definitely bought, like, a commemorative hat, because for some reason they all have those. Or maybe, like, a koozie.
Let me ask you this. Does Eddie actually want the blunt, or would he rather receive edibles?
Let's do edibles. It's topical.
All right. Let me know if you eat the edibles.
Let's give the gummies to the child.
Look, if there's anything you're going to give to a child, it would be gummies.
I will say because they're gummies, David can have plus one moving forward to be.
I am not getting the child high. You guys need to stop me, please.
All right, anyway, do you have any other preparations while you are en route to London, Ohio?
Is is anybody actually going to tell me what's up, since David was not present for that flashback talk?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Dom, how are we gonna tell him about this? Are we going to tell him about this?
We have to.
Okay. So, I think we pull over at the nondescript ice cream place. We get him an ice cream cone. And then we just sit him down and we have the talk.
Don't say it like that.
All right, yeah. Star wiping David knows everything that happened last episode in the flashback.
And he has an ice cream cone, like maybe a blizzard, but nondescript.
Yeah. It's a nondescript ice cream that can be turned upside down.
Yeah.
Oh my, most ice cream can actually do that. There's nothing special about Dairy Queen blizzards.
Yes, there is.
If you
it's special
take
in my heart.
An ice cream cone and turn it upside down, it's going to fall.
Hmm. All right, so the ice cream place is called Helado del Diablo, and you see more devil servants.
What is...
It's called the Devil's Ice Cream.
This is weird.
It's devilishly good.
Yeah. Oh, are y'all coming into London for the Fire Festival? That's a thing happening in the next couple days.
Yeah, we're...
We got the camper.
We brought the keynote speaker with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Archie, that's a big deal. Like, the mayor of the town has been really speaking up about how great it is Archie Van Helmans is coming in town.
Hmm. Interesting.
Why is that?
I don't know, she's just very excited.
I'm just gonna look back at Archie and be like, Grandpa, you didn't pull, like, a Dolores... Just, if you're gonna pull a Dolores again, don't forget your pill.
You're not supposed to know about these sorts of things yet.
I think. Grandpa, I'm like in my late 20s. I think. Mid-20s.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like 26, canonically.
Do I know anything about the mayor?
I will say that you probably did some research on the way there. Her name is Lucy. Lucy Fur. Archie would know, based on the most rudimentary research, she's probably an avatar of the devil.
What gave it away? The name?
No, it's too good of cover.
I mean, it's really impressive if she won an election with a name that literally sounds like the devil. Like, voters in this town are just that stupid.
She ran a really good smear campaign against the incumbent.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Everybody knows that the devil is in the details. The devil would never be so overt, so of course nobody made the connection.
Yeah, I mean, it's too obvious.
Yeah, you actually see, like, a thing that says, like, our owner, and the mayor is, like, got a placard of their face on it hanging in the back of the ice cream shop.
The devil's in the details was their election slogan, though, so...
Archie is keeping a close eye on the van to, like, run off anybody that's trying to approach it. Because he just fixed these things. He's not going to let them smear them again.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Van Helmans. We were told not to do that because you threatened to shoot the last guy in the face.
You're on thin fucking ice.
Oh, you want an Italian ice? No problem.
Can I have one?
An Italian ice?
Yeah.
Sure. Here you go, kid. We'll go with a cherry limeade.
Yo, you got the best one.
Okay. Hands it to Eddie.
I mean...
Mildly dejected.
You're such a sweet kid. Hey, what flavor did you want, buddy?
Blue.
Oh, blue raspberry. Here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I feel like above game, that was just Tenzai doesn't like cherry flavor.
Oh, cherry's my favorite.
Cherry flavor is notoriously disliked amongst children because of its connection to children's medicine.
That's fair. All right, so you get the ice cream, you have the talk, you pull up into a hotel for the night outside of London because you know this is going to go down once you get there.
Before we go, I have good news.
Ohio?
There is not an Italy, Ohio.
Thank you for checking out our show. As a reminder, we're part of Bard Rock Network, who you can support by checking out our sponsor, Dragon Master Games. Support our local game store, get yourself some TTRPG essentials, and help the network produce some more excellent content. It really makes a difference. Our show and all the other shows on Bard Rock Network wouldn't be possible without the support of people like you on our Patreon and Ko-fi. That's why we like to thank supporters who pledge above a certain tier at the end of network productions. This month's top supporters are Sarah, Queen, Viralore, Khadija, Marty, and Paul. Thank you all so much for supporting the network. If you want to get shoutouts and other rewards, pledge on our Patreon or Ko-fi today. Links in the show notes.